This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Political leaders demand action against those responsible for violent incident at Tinkune of Kathmandu on Friday. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak condemns vandalism and arson committed by former King supporters, assures action against perpetrators. Kathmandu Metropolis imposes fine of 793,000 rupees on former King Gyanendra Shah for vandalizing structures and polluting environment during protest. Nepal Police Club clinches Prime Minister Cup men's cricket tournament title, and death toll in Myanmar earthquake crosses 1,000 as hundreds trapped under rubble. Now the news in detail. Political leaders have demanded actions against those responsible for the violent incident at Tinkune of Kathmandu on Friday. The supporters of former king had a demonstration at Tinkune on Friday, which later turned into violent mob, setting on fire the nearby private buildings and damaging the structures. After an inspection of the central office of the CPN Unified Socialist that was toast by the protesters, CPN Maoist Center's chairperson Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda demanded the government investigate the violent incidents occurred at Tinkune area of Kathmandu and bring to book the culprits. The CPN Maoist Center's chair also asked the government to seriously review the lapses in security arrangement. Similarly, Chairperson Nepal said the government should take necessary action against the guilty by investigating the violent activities carried out by the retrogressive force. Likewise, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party condemned the arson and vandalism committed by protesters despite the fact that it is the most liberal and beautiful feature of democracy to oppose democracy itself. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak today inspected different areas including Tinkune and Koteshwar where supporters of the former king vandalized and torched various physical infrastructures. A team of Home Minister Lekhak carried out the inspection of the torched private house at Tinkune, office of Kanthapur Television, Annapurna Post, Delhi, Jadibuti Best Herbs Production and Processing Company Limited, Party Office of CPN Unified Socialists and CPN Maoist Center and Koteshwar Best Cell Store. In course of the monitoring, Home Minister Lekhak said attack on Media House was condemnable and those involved in such inhuman activities would be brought to book. The Federation of Nepali Journalists, FNJ, has formed a 7-member team to probe the killing of a journalist and attack on media houses during a demonstration at Tinkune of Kathmandu on Friday. The 7-member study team has been formed under the coordination of FNJ Vice Chair Umid Bagchand. Suresh Rajak, a camera person for AV News Television, was found burnt inside a building that was allegedly set on fire by the protesters in Tinkune. Meanwhile, a demonstration was held at Maitigar this morning under the leadership of the Federation of Nepali Journalists, calling for an investigation to find the truth about the unfortunate death of journalist Rajak and strict action against the culprits. The Kathmandu Metropolitan City has imposed a fine of 793,000 rupees on former King Gyanendra Shah since his supporters vandalized physical structures and polluted the environment during a protest held in the Tinkune area on Friday. Deputy Superintendent of Police Shivalal Powdal informed that the Metropolitan Police Force inspected the Tinkune area today, assessed the damage and imposed fines. The District Police Range Kathmandu has written to the Federal Parliament Secretariat that it arrested the lawmaker of Rashtriya Prajatantra Party Dhawal Samsar Rana on charge of criminal offence. According to Ekaram Giri, spokesperson at Parliament Secretariat, the District Police Kathmandu informed the Parliament Secretariat that Rana was arrested in accordance with Article 103 and Subarticle 6 of the Constitution. Nepali Congress President and former Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deuwa has asserted that present republic system would continue in the country. Addressing a program in Lumini today, the Nepali Congress President clarified that the democratic republic would not be changed in anyone's wishes since it was established through struggles and sacrifices in the country. He condemned the activities carried out in the name of the former king. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
नेपाल टेलिकम को सहुलियत दर का पैकेज खरीद करना एस्ट्रिक 14-15 हैश टाइल करनुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्र को संचार.
वेलकम बैक. नाउ द रिमेनिंग न्यूज. President Ramchandra Pardal has observed the Ghode Jatra ceremony 2081 organized at Army Pavilion in Turikhel of Kathmandu today. On the occasion, President Pardal observed different equestrian stunts performed by a cavalry of the Nepali Army riding on the horses. Various interesting arts such as horse racing and horse jumping were performed at the ceremony. The Ghode Jatra is also known as the oldest festival celebrated in the country's cultural hub of the valley. The festival is being celebrated annually as per a mythology which relates the genesis of the festival after the death of a demon named Turi. Now, sports news update. Nepal Police Club has clinched the title of Prime Minister Cup Men's National Cricket Tournament. In the final held at Siddhartha Cricket Stadium in Bhairava today, Nepal Police won the title defeating Trivan Army Club by 6 wickets. Chasing the 155-run victory target, Nepal Police won the match in 25.2 overs at a loss of 4 wickets. Earlier invited to bat first, Trivan Army Club made 154 runs, losing all wickets in 43 overs. A total of 10 teams, including departmental teams of the Nepali Army, the Nepal Police and the Armed Police Force, participated in the tournament. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. The death toll in Myanmar has reached to 1,007 following a 7.7 magnitude earthquake that was also felt in neighboring countries. The BBC cited the country's military council as saying the number of injured has gone up to 2,389 with 30 people still missing. The junta also said that 1,591 houses have been damaged in Mandalay region, the epicenter of the earthquake. Hundreds are believed to be trapped under the rubble of collapsed buildings, including at least 50 construction workers who are unaccounted for after a high rise was flattened by the earthquake in Bangkok. At least 4 police officers and 2 suspected rebels have been killed during a gun battle in India-administered territory of Jammu and Kashmir. Al Jazeera cited the Indian Army's Rising Star Corps on social media on Saturday morning as saying the relentless operations had led to the elimination of 2 terrorists. The Reuters news agency cited an official as saying the bodies of 3 policemen were recovered and also spotted the body of another cop and 2 militants lying in the forest. For decades, rebel groups have fought security officials in the region, resulting in a death toll in the thousands. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Lumini, Karnali and Sudhir Pashchim provinces along with the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder is likely to occur at 1 or 2 places of hilly region of Gandaki province. There are also chances of light snowfall at 1 or 2 places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the Gandaki province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Political leaders demand action against those responsible for violent incident at Tinkunia of Kathmandu on Friday. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhar condemns vandalism and arson committed by former King supporters, assures action against perpetrators. Kathmandu Metropolis imposes fine of 793,000 rupees on former King Gyanendra Shah for vandalizing structures and polluting environment during protest. Nepal Police Club clinches Prime Minister Cup Nepal Men's Cricket Tournament title, and death toll in Myanmar earthquake crosses 1,000 as hundreds trapped under rubble. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.